And good morning. It's Tea in the Morning, and we continue our About the Author series. We're pleased to have from Monday Creek Publishing, N.C. Matheny with us. N.C. Matheny is the author of A Hard Way to Go, The Horse of a Lifetime. Welcome, N.C.
Thank you.
Now, I haven't read the whole book, but I did read some about the book, and what a fascinating story it is.
Thank you. Yes, Casey was a fascinating horse.
Now, Casey was a foal, correct?
Yeah, I found him when he was 3 weeks old, and we had a major flood in southeast Ohio, and that's what helped define who he was, and due to circumstances out of my control that was making it unusual for him. I got him home when he was 5 weeks old. By that point, he was emaciated, starved, and literally on the verge of death. The veterinarian that was attending him said he had 3 to 5 days to live, and I had to very quickly turn that around. Thank God I did. We turned that around, and Casey went on to live 22 and a half years.
Wow, that's amazing. If you could, tell us a little bit about your book.
My book is named after him, Hard Way to Go, The Horse of a Lifetime. The funny thing was, I bought Casey. He's a registered Tennessee walking horse, and I bought him for two reasons, either to train him and sell him or train him and keep him. Well, trained him and kept him. I fell in love with him. I mean, there was nothing about it. I mean, he was just an unusual horse. So as far as being the book has his life, but it has my life entwined with it. I've been a missionary to Honduras 4 times, so that is in the book. The accident in 2001 that redefined my existence, that story is in the book. Everything from what started out as him all the way up to 2020, basically all of his training, how we end up training him to the barn that he lived in was designed for him as a regular standard horse barn. And because of problems when he was a baby and the flood issue defined who he became, because he could not have bedding like a regular horse and no sawdust, no shaving. He even was allergic to the hay he ate.
Wow.
He had an autoimmune disease. And so there was all of these complications that went into it. And he was actually vetted by Ohio State University. You know, they are the end result for your confirmation on what's going on.
Sure.
They said, you've got to change everything. So I did. And the only way I could make it work for him was to strip all the bedding out. And I housebroke 1,000-pound stallion.
Oh, wow.
He did live on carpet, but in his side of the barn was just matting. And I had trained him over the years that he would pee on command. He's just like taking a dog out.
Wow.
He would take him to that side of the barn and tell him to do it, and he would pee for you. So by the time he passed away, we're working on the potty training part too, but he never made a mess in any other parts of the barn because he had another part of the barn that he slept in, and it had carpet on the floor, and it was cleaned, it was washed. We washed all the walls, top from ceiling to floor twice a year. Everything was cleaned down. It was like a sterile environment for him because of his allergies and breathing conditions.
Wow, that's just an amazing story.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting for pet owners in general, cats, dogs, lizards, whatever your animal is, you become so attached to them.
You do.
To think you built a comfortable, clean environment for your horse so it would survive, I think is an amazing story in itself.
Yeah. I have no regret. None. I went to every length I had to go to. I know in May of 2018, I called his vet at OSU, Teresa Byrne, and I called her and said, Teresa, it was 50 degrees one day and it was 90 degrees the next day. Casey can't breathe. And she said, ask me about his meds and if I changed anything. And I said, no. And she said, the only thing we've had result with is an air conditioner. I went to Sam's Club that afternoon and bought a portable room air conditioner.
And it worked?
And it worked.
That's
it
amazing.
Worked. His local vet is John Groh from McConnellsville. And John was scheduled to be here the next week. Now, Casey's breathing was unusual because if you would hear him on a normal day, but yet when he would get congested, it was like, other way I can say it is blowing bubbles in chicken soup. It was just awful.
Yeah.
And his vet was coming the next week. And he walked in the barn and he said, where's Casey? And I said, he's in his stall. And he said, I don't hear him. You could actually hear him breathing.
Wow.
And he literally walked in, listened to him, and he said, "Craig, I don't know what you've done, but this horse has a normal breath sound like a regular horse." And it was the air conditioning. If I would have known before 2018, I would have done it sooner.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, certainly it is a fascinating story. What made you decide to document this and write the book?
I was doing my other job and I was making a delivery. I own a flower shop and I was making a delivery and I was telling a friend of mine, a horse friend, and they had had flowers delivered to them. And she had known Casey's story from the beginning. And she said, "You know, you really ought to write a book." And I said, "The funny thing is, I've been hunting for a publisher for 5 years. She said, "Well, I just worked with this publisher out of Nelsonville, Pete Smith's book." And she said, "You ought to try to get a hold of her. I'm a Christian, and I believe that God works all things for his glory, and there's absolutely nothing happens by chance." So I had two criteria for my book. I said the person that I want to help me write the book and publish it has to, number one, be a Christian, and number two, has to be a horse person, because you can't get a cat or dog person to understand all the things a horse person goes through.
Sure.
So my friend found me that number. I called her. This was on a Sunday, I believe. Couldn't get through to her, called her again on Monday, and she said, "I can see you on Wednesday." And it was like, wow, I can't believe this is happening, you know? And turned out Gina is a Christian, and she's a horse person, and she writes books, and she publishes books, and God never fails.
What a fascinating story. And tell people, if you could, where they can find your book.
My book, I did a website for Casey's book, nchematheny.com. Just send me an email from there with your information. I'll sign the book and ship it to you if you want a signed copy.
That's wonderful.
But other than that, you can go Amazon, Barnes Noble. I was even in some Walmart.
Oh, cool.
Anywhere fine books are sold, and it's around the world.
Well, I think I'd like to also mention that you were International Book Awards finalist. Is that right?
Yes.
And that was for 2022 for the International Book Awards, right?
Yes, it was.
Well, congratulations. And you live right here in Southeastern Ohio.
I do.
Certainly a great story. We appreciate you taking the time, NC Matheny, to join us for our About the Author session today, brought to you by Monday Creek Publishing.
Thank you so much. I greatly appreciate it and enjoyed the conversation.
As did we. And with that, this is T. Until next time.